Would you be asked some questions to Maitreyji? And his first question was that how pure consciousness can be associated with guna and kriya even in leela? Everybody says, what this jagat is? It's leela, sport of Lord. So Vidur is saying how a Suddha Chaitanya can get associated with guna. Guna means maya. And kriya is because of guna only, maya. Otherwise, Suddha Chaitanya is akriya. Akriya means akarta. He does nothing. So how he got associated, even when you say it is leela, this jagat kya hai? This is leela. Always Sant will say it is leela. So how he got associated, tell me. Then he said, he is tripta, swatripta. Swatripta and nibritta. Subtripta means he doesn't have any desire. He gives an example of a child. If he has got a desire or somebody calls him from the outside, then child goes out for sport. You see, the sport is also leela. The child's sport is also the sport like law. So when a desire comes inside, then the child goes out. Or somebody is calling from the outside, then he goes out. But in the case of Lord, there is nobody outside. He is alone. No question of anybody calling him. Leela karo. And swata tripta. He is fully content. He is poor. Then how this thing has come? Then in the third, in the verse number 4, he says, Lord creates, sustains and dissolves this world. And it is through the maya. That Vidurji knows. Okay, this is the play of maya. And the maya is creating, sustaining and dissolving this world. In verse number 5, he said, he himself or nobody else can erase it. Erase it means can remove that Atma Tattva, that Brahman, the Adi Purush. Nobody can remove. He himself also can't do that. In verse number 6 it was says, if he is in all bodies, then how is getting illa, durbhagattam and suffer agony due to the karma? If he is in all bodies, we say na, Atma Tattva is in all beings. So if he is in all beings, why is so unfortunately fated? Durbhagya, we all are suffering. How he is also suffering because of the karma. We all are suffering because of our karma. And who is suffering? Jeeva is suffering. And who is Jeeva? Jeeva is nothing but Brahman. That's all. So the question of Vidurji to Maitri, how come he is suffering? Then he says, it is a great confusion in my mind, Mahamoha, great confusion. Please remove my this confusion. I am sorrowful. You see, Vidur is not sorrowful because he doesn't have the wealth or somebody has died. He is sorrowful because he is not able to perceive Paramatma. His sorrow is because of he is not able to understand Paramatma. Our sorrow, we are happy. If we don't know Paramatma, we are happy. We are sorrowful because of wealth nahi hai. Children are like this. Friends are like this. Employer is like this. We are suffering. But Vidur is saying, my suffering is because I am not able to understand the Paramatma Tattva. Please remove my delusion. Then Maitri started giving answer to all his questions. He said, maya is the power of the Lord which brings suffering and bondage. First thing he said, all the sufferings and the bondage is because of the maya. And we cannot prove it by any rational thinking. And that power is lordly power. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita also, Mam Maya Duratya. Whose power is that? Mam Maya. In Tattvabodha also we have studied Brahmasraya Maya. Who is the substratum of the Maya? Brahman is substratum. Maya cannot exist without Brahman. But Brahman can exist without Maya. So all the suffering is because of the Maya. Jeev appears to be bound. But that is not reality. In reality, he is not bound. He is Shuddha Buddha Mukta. But appears to be bound. It seems to be bound. And then he gives an example that in the dream, suppose you are seeing that you are being persecuted, you are being hanged, you are being beheaded, dream. Sometimes you see that I am suffering from this. Nothing has happened. I am suffering. Or some tiger is chasing me. Or some gundas are chasing me and I am running. The Ved Vyas is giving an example that in dream you are saying that somebody is cutting your head, beheaded. It has not really happened. You are only dreaming. Similarly, all your sufferings are only dream only. You are not actually suffering. Why you are not actually suffering? Actually, you are Brahman. Brahman cannot suffer. But it appears that we are suffering. Then he said, how we feel. Then he gives an example of reflection of moon in the water. If the water is dirty, we say the reflection is dirty. Actually, nothing happens to the reflection or to the real moon. Real moon is clear. Reflection of that moon in another clear water is clear. But in a bucket in which the water is dirty, or the water is trembling, we say the moon is dirty, the moon is trembling. Really speaking, reflection is not trembling. It is the water which is trembling. And we are superimposing on this. Similarly, in our ignorance, we say Atma is suffering. Atma is not suffering. In our ignorance, we superimpose the suffering of our body on the Atman. We say the Atman is suffering. He said, these defects can be removed by three practices. He gives the clue also, what sadhana we should do. He said, first is the bhakti in verse number 12. Saivai nibritta dharmena vasudeva anukampaya. Vasudeva anukampa. Anukampa means grace. With the grace of Vasudev, you can remove this problem. Bhagavat bhakti yogena. Bhagavat bhakti, devotion towards the Lord. And the first one is nibritti dharmena. What is this nibritti dharma? Last time I told you.
Karma
yoga. Karma yoga. Nibritti dharma is the karma yoga. By karma yoga, kahan jayen? गीता में भी कर्मयोग बोलते हैं, यहाँ भी इस कर्मयोग, वेयर एवर यू गो इज द कर्मयोग इज कमिंग. निवृत्ति धर्म, वी हैव टू डू द कर्मयोग. वाई कर्मयोग इज नीडेड? टू प्यूरिफाई अवर माइंड. व्हेन द माइंड प्यूरिफाई, देन वी गेट द नॉलेज. अदरवाइज नॉलेज विल नेवर हैपन. प्योरिफिकेशन इज द फर्स्ट स्टेप. देयरफॉर द फर्स्ट वर्ड कम्स इन द वर्स नंबर 12 इज निवृत्ति धर्मेन. Nibritti dharma, then comes the anukampa, then comes the grace, and then after that, devotion, bhakti yoga. In bhakti yoga also, the mind gets purified. Even if you are only in bhakti, then also the Lord will come. In bhakti yoga also, in the Ramayana we were seeing yesterday, Sabri got the darshan of Lord Rama. She was in bhakti. Bhaktima. But if you want to know who is this Rama, then you need Jnana. You have to break the form of Ram also to understand what is Ram in essence. Sabri got the darshan of Lord Rama with form. Sakar. What is Nirakar then? is different without form. Many times I told you the story of our Ramakrishna Paramahansa. He was a bhakt of Mother Kali. He used to talk Mother Kali. That murti of about 4 feet is still there, which he used to worship and talk to her, and feed also to Mother. But his bhakti was only Sakar. But who in essence is Mother Kali, that he was not aware of. Then came Advaita Vedantin Totapuri. He wanted to give him the knowledge. You see the demand of Guru and supply, he never wanted. Ramakrishna never wanted Advaita Vedanta. It is Mother Kali who arranged that the some Advaita Vedantin should come and should tell him what is Jnana. He has got the matured bhakti, full bhakti is there, he is talking to me everything, but he doesn't know in essence who am I. Then Advaita Vedantin Totapuri comes and tells, I want to tell you about the Advaita Vedanta. Then he immediately goes to Mother Kali and asks, this Nangta has come. Nangta means a naked sadhu. He was Abdut. Naked sadhu has come and he wanted to teach me about this Advaita Vedanta. So I listened to him. Mother said, yes. He came back. Then he said, now you meditate. Now whenever Thakur Ramakrishna is meditating, the form of Kali comes. Always this form comes. And this Advaita Vedantin Totapuri was saying, now you have to break, you have to cut Mother Kali's form. Then he did it and realized that in essence, without Panchakosa, what remains is the Atma Tattva. So with the grace of Lord, with bhakti, with karma yoga, we have to do it. Now, verse number 13. In one verse, how to reach that tattva, Ved Vyas is saying.
Yadendriyo paramotha drastatmani pareharo viliyante tada klesaha samsupta seva krishna saha.
Yad indriya uparama atha. Yad, when. Indriya means organs of your perception and action. Uparama means withdrawn. When you withdraw your organs of perception and action, atha drishta atmani pareharo, and then you see the in your atman, whom pareharo param. The Supreme Hari, the Lord. When you withdraw your senses from the world and you turn inside, then in your own heart you will find Pare Haro Param Hari. You will find there, is there. Viliyante tada klesa. Viliyante, all the sorrows, klesa. What is this klesa? I will explain. Viliyante klesa, tada klesa, all the klesa, all the sorrows will end. Viliyante. When I see that Paramhari, when I see that Lord in my own heart, then all klesas will end. Sansukta seva krishna saha, like in the deep sleep, there is no rag and dvesa. You see, when we are in the jagrat avastha, then there are two things there. Atman is there, mind is there. Do you have any doubt in that? Atman is 24 hours with us. Atman is present, mind is away. And when the mind is there, then the rag, dvesa and all those problems are there. Attachment is there, then sorrow is there, then worldly pleasures are there. And in susupti, what happens? In susupti, Atman is there. You are not dead. Atman is there, but the mind is not functioning at that time. It is, we call it lay avastha. Mind is not dead, it is there. But at that time you are not experiencing any sorrow. In Susupti, do you, in the deep sleep, do you experience any sorrow? No. So therefore, raag and dvesh belongs to mind or Atman. Atman is present in both cases, in the Jagrita Avastha or in the Susupti Avastha also. When the mind is awake, then the raag and dvesh are there. When the mind is not there in Susupti, there is no raag and dvesh, no joy and sorrow. Therefore, raag and dvesh belongs to mind. He gives an example. This is our own experience. In deep sleep, there is no raag and dvesh. Similarly, he says, when you awaken to that Atma Tattva, what will happen? Biliyante tadaha klesaha. Klesaha is plural. Klesa is singular. Klesaha, plural. What is this klesa? Patanjali Yoga Sutra says, avidya, asmita, rag, dvesh, avinivesh. These are five klesas. Avidya. What is avidya? Ignorance. Ignorance of what? Computer science? No. We are talking about ignorance of our Atman. At this point of time, we don't know our Atman. Avidya. Asmita. Asmita means ego. Asmita also is a klesh. Avidya is a klesh. Avidya gives us sorrow. Why sorrow? This is pakka science, 2 plus 2, 4. If you know your true self, you are in Paramananda. If you know the Atman, then you are Satchidananda, you are Brahman, you are Poon, you are Ananda Swarup. Since you don't know only Anatma Vastu and identify with the Anatma Vastu, what will happen? Sorrow will come. Sorrow will come. Many times we have seen in our BMI chart that Om is Atman, is the Satchidananda. Other than Om, Vasana, which is called Karan Sarir or the causal body, it is the cause of gross body and the subtle body, which is represented by BMI, PFD and the whole Jagat, OED. This Anatma gives us sorrow. When we are associated with two things, Atma and Anatma, then we are suffering. But Atma is Satchitananda. It cannot give you sorrow. If Atma is not giving me sorrow, then who is giving me sorrow? By the law of remainder, Anatma is giving me sorrow. Anatma is giving me sorrow. So what is avidya? Avidya is not knowing the Atma. Is avidya. Therefore we are suffering. Asmita, ego. So long the ego is there, we are suffering. What is this ego? Consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to consciousness. So long ego is there, we are suffering. Rag means attachment. So long we are attached to anatma vastu, we are suffering. We are attached to our own body, chink aane lage, suffering. Bimari ho jaye, sickness of your running temperature, suffering. We are attached to our children, parents, if they suffer, we suffer. We are attached to our new car. If there is a dent, who is suffering? Not the car, because the car is inert. I am attached to the car. I am suffering. Rag, dvesh. In dvesh, you are hating somebody. That also is a suffering. Your mind is agitated. Suffering. Abhinivesh, fear of death. All jiva has got the fear of death. Why? Because they are identified with the body. Body is born, it will die. Therefore, their fear of death is there. But the moment you come to know the Atman, which is birthless and deathless, what will happen? Fear of death will go away. Death will be there. So long the body is there, body will die. But if I come to know the Atman, what will happen? It's not that this body will remain for 1,000 years. No. Death will happen, but I will be fearless. There is no fear of death. So this klesha, he said, all this biliyante tada klesha, biliyante, all the klesha will be end. When? When I come to know my own true nature. Like in susupti, there is no rag and dvesh. This you have accepted. In susupti, in the deep sleep, there is no rag and dvesh. It's science. And I proved it. In susupti, there are two things, and in jagrat avastha, two things. In jagrat avastha, Atman is there, mind is there. Therefore, rag and dvesh is also there. In susupti, Atman is there is no mind. And we don't experience any rag and dvesh. Therefore, rag dvesh belongs to mind, not to Atman. Therefore, in susupti, there is no klesha. There is no sorrow. And here, Vedvyas is saying, when you come to know your true Atman, then all these kleshas will also end. All these kleshas will end. In Vedanta, you see, it is the mark, the path shown is Shravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. In the Klesha, one is Asmita also, na? Asmita is the ego. So long ego is there, you are limited, you know. And once you are limited, anything which is limited is subject to changes and subject to death. Anything which is limited in desh kal vastu is perishable thing. And any perishable thing will give us. Amra ego hai bolke we have suffering. Oh, I met him in the party, he didn't say me Hari Om. Binayji didn't say me Hari Om. He left, he saw that side and gone there. Ego, my ego. So, because of ego also we suffer. So, avidya gives us suffering, ego gives us suffering, rag attachment gives us suffering, dvesha also, hatred gives us suffering, avinivesh, the fear of death also gives me suffering. All these suffering, five sufferings can be removed in one stroke if I come to know. Now the question comes, how to come to know? In Vedanta we have seen three steps are there. Shravan. What is Shravan? Shravan of what? Shravan of about the Atma Tattva. Scripture will tell you the nature of Anatma and the nature of Atman also. Clearly understanding the nature of both, Shravan. When you do the Shravan, after that you cannot say, I do not know Atman. So first has to be Shravan. It is not said Pathan. It's not self-study, it's not mentioned. In Vedanta or any in our secular world also, even for anything, for learning ABCD, you have to do Shravan. In the school, in the college, in the university, we always did Shravan. For the spiritual sciences also, don't think that I will study Bhagavad Gita myself. Padho. Then you will come to know Atma has got a different meaning in different sloka. Are, hey, what is this? This is nonsense. There should be one meaning of Atma. Sometimes Atma is mind, sometimes Atma is Atma, sometimes Atma means body. So somebody must tell you. The teacher will tell you, here Atma means this. Then the meaning will be complete. Otherwise, it will not be complete. Sravanam. Then after that, I am very intelligent person. I did that blunder, I am telling you. I went to Chinmay Mission and bought all Upanishad books in Calcutta. That was 20 years ago. And I am saying, Gurudev has written the commentary. Why should I go and waste my 1 hour in the satsang? I can study, understand. I am telling you, I studied all Upanishad. I underlined with the pencil. And there was a lot of confusion. It is said, Atma chalta hai, phir bolta nahi chalta hai, in the same sloka. And it says, Atma is very sushmati sushma and bigger than the biggest. Bada bhi hai, chota bhi hai. Are, what is this? I thought Rishi Puni are all crazy people. Then I went to the Acharya there, one Swamini Amma was there. I said, what is this? Well, you have to come to the class. The Shravan, then Manan. I thought I am intelligent person. Those rishis, punis are fools. They are writing bada chota sa. Then when they explained me, then I came to know. Oh, in this way it is said. You cannot tell that he is the small or he is the biggest. He is infinite. So Shravan, then Manan, you have to be sure. Your knowledge should be doubt-free. If the knowledge is with doubt, you will never tread that path. So the knowledge has to be doubt-free. If there is an iota of doubt,
you will. What are the words?
Abhavana, asambhavana.
First is the abhavana. Abhavana means, now after Shravan, you cannot say that I do not know Atman. Before Shravan, you can say I don't know. Before Shravan, an ignorant person says that Atma malum nahi hai mere ko. I don't know what is Atman. But after Shravan, you cannot say, I don't know this subject. After studying a particular subject, you can't say, I don't know. I can, at present, I can say that I don't know computer. But if I learn about the computer, after that I can say that I am still illiterate in computers. But still there will be some doubt. Then he says, asambhavana. Asambhavana means the doubts will be there. My intellect may not be able to grasp 100%. Even in the schools also or the colleges, you will find the grasping power of each person, each student is different. Mm-hmm. One gets in exam A1 and all that, and one gets failed and all that. Hearing to the same lecture. So if the mind is pure, 100% pure, then what will happen? Sarvan matrena jnanam bhavati. Ek bar sun liya, what? You are Brahman. Next class you don't have to come. If the mind is that pure. But our mind will say, no, I'm not Brahman, I am Jiva. Come back again. You have to listen again. Manan. After Manan also, you need not go into meditation. Nahi chahiye meditation. Not required. But still if you want to seat yourself, one thought always remains very difficult to remove, that I am this body. You can negate everything. You can leave your spouse, children, parents, sabko chhod diya. But to negate this body, my body, is very difficult. The scripture will say, you are Brahman. Soham, Brahmoham. But your intellect will say, no, I am Jivoham, I am this body. To transcend this also is an ignorance. To transcend this, what is required is nididhyasana. Nididhyasana is sabikalp samadhi. That will remove your viparita bhavana. But you have to go into meditation after Shravan and Manan. If you go without Shravan and Manan, even if you are successful in meditation, you will come back again as ignorant only. Jiva will not end. Jiva will not end. Like in deep sleep, every day we go as a teacher, come back as a teacher. We never become engineer or doctor after sleep. Kabhi hota hai? You went as a doctor and next day you come as a teacher now or an engineer. Nahi hua. Never it happens. But after Shravan Manan, it can happen. In Ram Gita also we found while we were discussing the Sabri Prasanga. In Sabri Prasanga it was stated, na, the first step is satsanga, then after that you have to go and listen to the leelas of the Bhagavan, then do the Guru Seva, stay with the Guru and learn. Then the fourth was that whatever you have learned, now the spread the knowledge. Fifth is then you will be given sadhana, mantra. You do the japa of a mantra, and after that, it was said, bahu karma birati, no more selfish action. When you are spreading the knowledge, it's not for yourself, nothing for the self. Therefore, always the spiritual knowledge is always free. Like the five great elements are free, you are getting water, air free. Similarly, this knowledge of self is also free. But the people think, पैसा नहीं लगता है तो फ्री है इसका क्या वैल्यू है देर इज नो वैल्यू ऑफ दिस बट ओनली दिस नॉलेज कैन गिव यू लिबरेशन नो अदर नॉलेज वी ऑल ट्राई फॉर द एडमिशन इन पर्ड्यू स्टैनफोर्ड बर्कले नो डाउट एजुकेशन इज गुड दीज पीपल विल लर्न इन मिलियंस एक्सेप्टेड बट दे स्टिल विल बी रिमेन एज ए जीव They can't claim themselves mukta. I have got a Stanford degree, therefore I am mukta. I am liberated. This will never happen. Then after that it said, what will happen? Then your vision changes. Vision changes. Siyam Ram mai sab jag jani. Or jagat isadi yukta sevanam astamurti brit deva pujanam. This will happen. Your vision has changed. Now, in the state of seeing A, B, C, D, A, then you are seeing, these are all Brahman only. And serving them is serving to the Lord. This vision will change. Then comes the faith in the Lord and there is a samatha. Sukh, dukh still will come because you are still have the body. And so long the body is there, the sukh, dukh will come. But now you are not disturbed. If somebody gives you some objects of the world, not happy. Or somebody takes away something, le jao. Then after that, Ram will come and give darshan to Sabari. So you can get the darshan of Ramji in this way, in the Bhakti Marg also you can get. Even the Shravan Marg also you can get. But in the Bhakti Marg, there are 8 steps written here. One is called Pipilika Marg, another is Bihanga Marg. What is Pipilika Marg? If the ant want to climb a tree, so she has to go to the trunk and this branch, that branch, leaf, this leaf, that leaf, and then the ant will reach the top. This is Pipilika Marg. Bihanga Marg, the Gyan Marg is called the Bihanga Marg. Direct flight. The bird will go and sit on the top of the branch. So Shravan Manan Nididhyasan is like that. Direct flight. Non-stop flight.
Bihanga Marg.
Bihanga Marg.
Bihanga means bird.
Bihanga means bird. And one is Pipilika. Pipilika means ant. So if ant has to go to the top of the tree, it will take time. This way you can remove your all sorrows. Yat indriya uparama, indriya you have to uparama. I have many times said all indriya has got a manufacturing defect. What is this manufacturing defect? All are extrovert. This is manufacturing defect. You cannot see inside with your eyes. Even if you go to the doctor, kisko ulta kar do, I want to see inside. Nahin hoga. You can't see inside. Because Lord has made it like that. And he is sitting inside. So if you want to see him, what you have to do? You have to control your senses. And become introvert. Go inside. Therefore it is said, Yat indriya uparama atha drishtatmani pareharo. So do only withdrawing will not help you. Only withdrawing will not help you. You have to redeploy that energy and time for what? For seeing in Atman Hari, Param Hari you have to see. And the Mahatma gives a very good example. One mother came to a Mahatma and said, ladka padhta nahi hai, exam is coming. Mahatma ji, tell him to study. Ye kali khelta rehta hai. Usko bolo, he should stop playing now. Mahatma said, okay. Oh my son, from tomorrow onward you will not play till your exams are over. Boy said, oh yes, agreed. After the exam, still boy failed. Then Mahatma ji came. And again mother said, he has failed in the exam. Then Mahatma ji asked, did you play? Bola, no. Did you study? Aapne bola nahi. You didn't tell me. So similarly, after withdrawing, what you have to do? Deploy. You have saved energy, you have to again engage those things or the time or energy toward that Atman. If you do that, then biliyante tada klesa, klesa, all the five klesa, all the sorrows will end. How will you prove all the sorrows will end? How will you prove?
Don't connect with
yourself. Yeah, because we have withdrawn from the Anatma. And where we have gone? To the Atman. Atman is Satchidananda. Therefore, I am getting Ananda. Anatma gives me sorrow. Since I have detached from the Anatma, I have withdrawn from Anatma. Therefore, no more sorrow. Are you all convinced? 100%
convinced?
That if you get the Atman, there will be Paramananda Prapti and Atyantik Dukh Nibritti, total cessation of sorrow and permanent happiness you will get. Now you can prove to others, na? That once you come to know your true nature, there will be Paramananda Prapti and there will be total cessation of sorrows. Total cessation of sorrows. But don't think even after knowing that your true nature, your body will drop. Body will be there. And this body is made of three guna. Body is anatma. Body is atma or anatma? Anatma. So this body will change. It will modify. It will give you suffering. But the realized person will not give importance to it. He will say that I am different from this body. I am not this body. I am different from this body. Body is suffering. Atman is not suffering. Who is suffering? Body is suffering. When we saw the example of that reflection of moon, the bucket is gross body, the water in that is our mind. If the water is dirty, if the water is moving, if the mind is agitated, who is suffering? Not the reflection. Who is suffering? Suffering is in the water. Water is mind. The mind is suffering. But I am different. Reflection is different from the body and mind. Therefore, Mahatma will also suffer. Mahatma will also suffer. And the ignorant will say, ye kaisa Mahatma hai? He's suffering. Dekho, isko cancer ho gaya. What type of Mahatma is he? But ask Mahatma, are you suffering? He said, no, I am not suffering. Body suffering. Let the body suffer. I am not suffering. But the people see the body and Atma. And he is reveling in Atma. Mahatma is reveling in Atma. He is in Satchidananda. Other day I told you, no, one Mahatma went to see another Mahatma. He was sick. So when he went to ask about how are you keeping, how is the temperature, this, that Mahatma said, don't tell about her. Ask about the body. It will suffer. Let us talk about Atman. See? So they revel in Atman only. Have you understood this sloka clearly? That there will be total cessation of all klesa. And the klesa are five. Avidya, asmita, rag, dvesha, avinivesha. In one stroke, all this will be over. Avidya will be over because I will come to know my own true nature. Avidya means what? Not knowing my true nature is avidya. Knowing my true nature is vidya. Avidya will be over. Asmita will be also over. Why? Consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to consciousness. When I come to know my true nature, there is no more ego. I am no more limited. I become infinite. No rag and dvesha. Because once you reach there, after that you will see that there is no world. Once you come to know the rope, thereafter there is no snake. So long the delusion is there, instead of seeing rope, we are seeing snake. Snake is a superimposition on rope. It is creation of my mind. Once you come to know the rope, can you project the snake again? No. Once you come to know the rope, after that you cannot project. Even if you want to project, you cannot project. After becoming jnani, you can never become a jnani. So when the jagat is whole falsified, then where is the question of attachment or dvesh? Kisse attach karoge? There is only one Brahman. There is no second one there. Whom you will hate? No rag and no dvesh. Abhinivesh. Abhinivesh means fear of death. There is no fear of death. Because you have become Atman or Brahman. Atman and Brahman ka death nahi hai. But the body will die. So by realizing our true nature, today we have come to firm conclusion that there will be end of sorrows. And I hope you can now prove it to others also. by the law of remainder, there are only two things in the world. One is Atman, another is all Anatman. Atman can never give us sorrow. Atman will give us Ananda, because his name is Satchit Ananda. If Atman cannot give me sorrow, who is giving me sorrow?
Anatman.
Bas. Why Anatman is giving me sorrow? Because I am attached. If I am not attached to that tree, if somebody cuts that tree, no suffering to me. But if I say it is my property, mera ped hai, kyun kat raha hai, then the suffering will come. We go to Switzerland, see the nature. We are not attached there. So that is we get happiness there. So, truly speaking, the whole world is there for giving me happiness. But what we do, we get attached to it and get the suffering. So it is proved, yad indriya upramavatha drashtatmani pareharau biliyante tadaklesa. Biliyante is guaranteed, all the klesas will end. And he gives an example, sansupti eva krishna saha, like in the susupti, in the deep sleep, we don't experience any rag and dvesh. In the same way, when we get attached to Atman and detached from Anatman, what is our position now? We are attached to Anatman and detached from? We are attached to our children, which is temporary relationship. And we are detached from our permanent relative. Who is permanent relative? Atman. In all our previous life, that Atman was with us. That Atman is our permanent relative. At this point of time, we are detached. Usko bhaga diya hai. Bhago. And we are attached to our close relative. This is verse number 13. Yes. 14.
अशेषसंक्लेशसं विदत्ते गुणानुवादस्मरणं मुरारे कृतपुनश्च स्तरजननारविन्द परागसेवारतिरात्मनत्था.
अशेषसंक्लेशसमं संक्लेश ऑल द क्लेश अशेष विदाउट रिमेनिंग इवन ए लिटिल बिट यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू से अरे 99.99% गया इज 0.01% इज स्टिल देयर आफ्टर रियलाइजेशन ही सेज ऑल द संक्लेश विल बी गोइंग अवे विद्यते गुण अनुवाद श्रवणम मुरारे इवन द मिजरी इज बाई ओनली सियरिंग द ग्लोरी ऑफ मुरारी एंड्स. Then he says, what to talk about the devotee? You are only listening. Listening to the Bhagavad Katha or the sports of Bhagwan. By that only your dukkha can go away. So what to talk about a person? Kuta puna tat charnarbinda. One who is attached to the charan, to the feet of that Lord. Paraga seva rati, and he is serving. Rati means he is serving that Lord. Seva. Atmalabdha, what to talk about that bhakta? If the miseries can and only by Shravan, and the person who is doing the bhakti, what to talk about that? He will definitely cross over. Idea here is that Maitri Rishi is saying, oh Vidur, you are bhakta. You are bhakta. Only ordinary people, they when they listen to this katha, their sorrows end. But you are bhakta, what to talk about you? So a bhakta should never think, mera kya hoga? He should never think. They should start their journey. Arjuna asked this question. There is going to come in this couple of verses, is going to come. There are two types of people who are sukhi in this world. Only two types of people are sukhi. One is the jnani. A jnani is fully established that this object of the world is giving me sukh. There is no doubt in this. And the jnani, jnani is also sukhi, permanently sukhi. But in between these two, a jnani to jnani, who is starting his journey from a jnani to jnani, They all are suffering. They all are suffering.
अब ये सब छोड़ के भाग जाएंगे ना?
नहीं 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 I will explain them. कोई भी नहीं भागेगा. They all will stay. That was the question of Arjuna to Lord Krishna. Suppose you tell me to do the sadhana and I accept your advice, suppose. And you are saying withdraw from the world. Withdraw from the world, you leave the happiness which I am getting from the objects of the world. And now you are telling me do the sadhana for the Lord and you will reach that goal and all the klesha will end. I accept your theory, okay. But it may so happen that my body may drop. Can you guarantee that body will stay till the I reach the goal? No. So if the body drops, then I am not able to enjoy the objects of the world. I didn't get the permanent happiness. I didn't get the temporary happiness of the world. I could not get the permanent happiness. Batao ab. Kya hoga? Kya karein hum? What will happen to such person who has started his journey but could not reach the goal?
Get another body.
Get another body and continue.
Lord says such person will not have to produce any certificate from Chinmay Mission that he has attended so many satsang. Because he has got an inbuilt mechanism. What is this inbuilt mechanism? If you are listening to the satsang, your mind is getting purified. So if your mind, if your body drops here, what happens? You have not realized, so you have to take a birth. Is it not so? A jnani will not have to take a birth. That is his last birth. But once you have to take a birth, what goes into the next body is the subtle body. Your mind. Your mind is purified. You will start your journey from that purified mind. 50%, 60%, 70% purified mind. You start journey from there. So you don't have to produce any certificate. Nothing, kuch nahi karna hai. You will get a circumstances where you will again get this spirituality, you will get there. And Lord said, either you will be born in a yogi kul, which is very, very difficult to get birth in yogi kul. What is yogi kul? Both the parents, they are not interested in children. They know what is this world is. Thakur Ramakrishna was born in yogi kul. Both the parents were yogi, but very poor. Very poor. But in that case, realization happens very fast, within one life. In other case, Lord says, I send them to Swarga. They started their sadhana. And for two reasons, their sadhana stops. One is that again they are attracted to the objects of the world, number one. Or second is the body drops. There are many people who have started their sadhana and after that again distracted, again gone back to the world. The Lord says, okay, because the sukha of the world attracted you, now you go to the swarga, enjoy that sukha there. Get fulfilled. Then again they give birth in the rich family. So you'll find in the rich family also many people very interested in spirituality. Even because the spiritual journey has to be completed. So there is no dukkha about the money and all that. In the rich family also you will find many spiritual persons. No scarcity of money. But they continue their sadhana, spirituality sadhana and realize. So yogi kul person gets realization in very fast, but the other one takes a long time. He has to go to the swarga, come back, then again here he will try his sadhana. So this is guaranteed by the Lord. You will get it. Now, batao, should we do our sadhana or not? Only two type of people are happy here. One is ajnani, another is jnani. In between ajnani to ajnani, the journey is long.
So should we start our journey or not? Mind purification can happen only in human form. It cannot happen in the tree form or the animal form or the bird form. You cannot purify your mind. Therefore, we all should strive for purification of mind as fast as possible. So, our vasanas takes us to different sites, you know. Vasanas will always, you will see, going to different, but the Harikatha will always take to one place. Vasanas are divergent, going to different sides. Ab ye chahiye, wo chahiye, wo chahiye, wo chahiye. Why need all these things? Just, I think if I get this, I become complete. But you will never become complete. But the Harikatha takes you to that one point, toward the Hari. Therefore, the people should do the Sravan and Mamakatha Rati Sangha. Last time, in Vinayji's house, we are doing the bhajan. We discuss that part also. Our attention goes. How the mind is purified if we listen to Bhagavad Gita? What is wrong if we revel into the world of objects? Kya hai? When we are reveling into the world, the scripture says you are making your mind impure. Making mind impure means the impressions of the world will come. But when you are talking about Bhagavan, or you are in satsang, or listening to Bhagavad Katha, what is going on inside, registering here? Bhagavan, Lord, 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 Lord. So Lord will purify your mind, and the world will make your mind impure. Aap batao, science batao. While we are awake, our mind, where is our mind? Is it in the world or with the Lord? World. So it is getting pure or impure? Impure. If you want to make it pure, what do you have to do?
Chinmay mission mein aao.
Tab Chinmay mission mein aao. We'll show more about all this thing. It's very interesting portion. One verse we can talk on 1 hour, 2 hours on this. Science is so clear behind it. Wonderful.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate.